Adam and Roman are going to talk about Iron Fist, which I know absolutely nothing about.
It's the latest in a series of Marvel characters.
On Netflix. Right, we've got Power Man. We've got Jessica Jones. We have
Daredevil.
And Iron Fist is not clearly
Iron Fist is part of that sequence.
Iron Fist was interesting, but ultimately annoying.
Exceedingly annoying, especially given the quality of the other series in the sequence. I mean, Power Man or Luke Cage, that was a great series. And Jessica Jones was very dark, but a damn good series. And Daredevil was a real shock when I first watched it because I didn't know what they were doing on Netflix. And then there's this dark Daredevil with all the rest going on. It was really good. And then we get Iron Fist.
Okay.
Yeah. The basic idea is good. This fellow had vanished for 10 years and suddenly appears from the dead as a hippie martial arts expert, or so it seems. Ends up wandering into the corporate offices barefoot and fancy free.
As you do. Well, if he's been disappeared for 10 years, that's enough time to become a martial arts expert, I guess.
No, he spent the time off in this hidden city somewhere in Tibet.
Kunlun, yes.
Where he's been specially trained to defeat the Hand, a mystic group of ninjas who are the enemy of the people in Kunlun and obviously the rest of the world.
This is awfully...
And his job was to guard the gates to it. And rather than hang around and do what he's supposed to, which is guard the gates, because that was his job, but he actually went and fought to win.
Yes, and there's a big competition and only one person gets the power of the Iron Fist.
He's got the power of the Iron Fist. He can guard the gates, so he leaves and comes back to America.
Guard the gates of this hidden city.
Yep.
Yeah. So he basically abrogates his responsibilities and comes back home.
So does this mean...
So it's a bad start to begin with.
Right? Yeah. But part of the problem is that, supposedly he's been training and, he's developed his spiritual powers. He can summon his chi to create an iron fist that can, batter through steel and things like this.
Right.
So there's some sense that he's been carefully trained and he's, built up his spiritual aspects so he can do this miraculous power.
Okay.
So he comes back.
Whenever he has a problem, his first solution is to go away and beat people up. This does not seem particularly enlightened to me.
But he's not a knighter. No, he's not.
No.
But he's an idiot. Watching Fantastic Beasts, you think this story only makes sense if you accept that every character is stupid. Watching Iron Man, there is only one stupid character.
Iron Fist.
But he is so stupid that it's the only way the story can hang it together. There's this guy wandering around who's... should know better, thinking he can run this massive company with no knowledge of it, trust the guy who beat him up every week when he was a kid.
Well, to be fair, he was lost at the age of 10 and he spent the last decade in this hidden monastery riding donkeys or something. So, maybe he's not used to corporate life.
Well, no, he wouldn't be used to corporate life, but I'm going with the whole he trusts the guy who used to beat him up all the time. That's a little weird as well.
Yeah, It's very, very strange. But to be fair, the fight sequences are beautifully choreographed.
See, most people argued otherwise. I thought they were okay. I didn't think they were awful. But I've seen too much Hong Kong cinema to think that these were beautiful.
For an American TV show...
They're pretty good. Yeah. And I think we've now seen so much Hong Kong cinema we're using that as our
But standard. I do miss David Carradine in Kung Fu.
Perhaps that was part of it.
Which was interesting because there... he refrained from using his abilities as much as possible. He only resorted to fighting at the very last.
Which is the whole point of most of those martial art disciplines, is that you don't go and beat up people.
Exactly. although I must say, one thing I did enjoy in Iron Fist was the villain, Madame Gao.
She was good.
Who looked like this little old Chinese lady, but turned out to be incredibly evil.
Some of the other characters around him were actually very good and well-drawn and extremely well-acted. It's just not Iron Fist.
That's very sad.
It'll be interesting to see if they do better with a second series.
Well, the next one they'll offer is the Defenders when they bring all four of them together. So
very odd.
Yeah, maybe they can beat him up a lot and he'll actually become a better person.
Worth a shot. It's seriously worth a shot.